Harper Audio presents Darkest Hour, How Churchill Brought England Back from the Brink, by Anthony McCartan. Read by John Lee. Introduction. Over the years, my bookshelves have always held a few volumes whose subject could broadly be called Great Speeches That Changed the World. The thesis of these books is that this questionable feat has been achieved multiple times, under the right conditions. Timely words, alloyed to a timely idea, spoken by a timely, brilliant person. In these anthologies, I could expect to find at least one speech by Winston Spencer Churchill, often two or three. They sounded slightly old-fashioned, lofty, with his wordsmithery elevated to near pomposity, yet always they contained a brace of exquisite phrases, superb soundbites that would have been just as memorable to an audience 1,000 years in the past as 1,000 years in the future. As I became a minor student of the speeches of Nehru, Lenin, George Washington, Hitler, Martin Luther King, and others, I fed my admiration for the art of oratory and these men's rising arrow showers of words. At their best, they had the power to summon into being the unexpressed thoughts of a people, to galvanize disparate emotions into a locus of shared passion, capable of making the unthinkable a reality. What struck me as remarkable about Churchill was that he wrote three of these speeches within just 4 weeks. For him, May 1940 was a single span of inspired grandiloquence, and he did so all by himself. What was it about that moment that spurred him to such heights? What political and personal pressures compelled him three times in so few days?